Subject, sick of my husband.
All right now.
Stephen Shirley, I met my husband on a blind date, and eventually we got married. Now, by no means am I perfect, and I don't make myself out to be perfect. We've been married for 6 years, and we have 2 children together, a son who's 5, a daughter who's 1, and I have a son, my oldest, who is 13, from a previous relationship. Now, I have bent over backwards for this man, and he has just been a jerk the whole time we've been married. He talks to me like I'm a child. He tells me what I can and can't wear. He says that my breasts are hanging out always, and he is tired of talking to me about my clothes. He says that I don't know how to talk to him. He says I should not be raising my voice at him and that I need to respect him. He yells at me all the time. My wedding ring was taken by a maintenance worker that came into our apartment to do some work, and that was over 4 years ago, and he has not replaced it. Said that he did not lose it, so why should he replace it? But he gets pissed off when I don't wear anything on my finger. He says that I only do that when I get angry at him. We have been separated, I am sure, 5 or 6 times into the course of our marriage. The second time, before the last, he took me to court so he could get custody of our son, stood there and told the judge that he did not think that his son was safe with me and that I was not taking any medication, my medication, which I was not on, and did not feel that my oldest was safe either. The sheriff came to my house, took my son from me, and the last time it lasted for about 6 months. In those 6 months, I was not getting any help from him financially, and I had to give my only means of transportation back to the finance company because I could not afford the note on my own. I was really trying to make this work, but I am not sure that I want to be in this marriage anymore, but I stay for the kids. My husband always would say that I would never meet anyone or be with anyone because I have kids. What do you think I should do? I wanted to make my marriage work, but I am not sure if this is just one of those marriages that will never work. Signed, what should I do? Dear, what should I do? I know. Man. This letter, to me, begs the question, where is the love? This is a mess. Love, I mean, really, you guys don't even like each other. You know, you say you've been over backwards for him and he's been a jerk the whole time of your marriage. My question to you is, why have you allowed him to treat you this way for 6 years? You raise your voice at him, he yells at you and says you need to respect him. How come, you know, you guys don't respect each other and yourselves enough not to treat each other this way? You met him on a blind date and eventually you guys got married. I don't know what that means. You know, I got to ask you, did you know him at all when you got married? And then why did you get married to him? Why did he marry you? I mean, for this really isn't what marriage is about. He's lying to the court. You know, they're taking the kids away. This is a real mess. What are you guys doing? You've been separated 5 or 6 times. You could be right. You could be right. This marriage may never work. You're staying for the kids. You know, if you guys are going to go at it like this, nobody is going to win in this situation, especially the kids. I suggest you guys seek counseling, you know, or something. Do you have a job? I don't know what's going on here, but you're going to have to get yourself together and move on if you don't think this is right, if you guys can't get along and respect and love each other, and it doesn't sound like you can. Steve? Woo!
The first thing, don't write me no more.
Speaking to the mic, Steve.
That's for starters. Look, this is a crazy person writing a letter about a crazy person. Mm-hmm. Which can only lead to a crazy response.
From a crazy person.
Subject, sick of my husband. Mm. Sound to me like he's sick of your ass too. So now we just got a letter full of sick ass people. You sick of him, he's sick of you. Mm-hmm. You talking to him loud, he talking back loud. You disrespecting him when you talk, he disrespecting you when you talk. He said you got your breasts hanging out, and I can assure you, your breasts is hanging out. Mm-hmm. He tired of talking to you about your clothes. You wear what the hell you want to wear.
That's right.
You got kids, he got me. You, the maintenance man, stole your ring. You want him to replace it? He said, what the hell I got to replace it for? I ain't losing.
I didn't lose it.
Y'all been separated 5 or 6 times. You don't even show what number it is. Oh. You only been married 5 years, been separated 6 times. That's every 6 months, y'all ass go somewhere.
You've been married 6 years.
Your husband went to court, told him you wasn't taking your medication. You said, which I was not on. You should have said at the time.
There you go. There you go.
Because I can assure you, you taking some medicine.
At some point.
And he know you taking some medicine. You know you taking medicine? Because at the top of the letter, you said, by no means am I perfect and don't make myself out to be perfect. Anybody put a disclaimer at the top of the letter, is something wrong at the bottom of the letter. Now, lady, then after all this craziness, mm-hmm. they done took your sons, all this, you done had to take your car back. That's another crazy person move.
A mess.
The repo man got to find my car. I ain't carrying it back down to the finance company. I ain't paid you, but I bet you can't find it. I parked my 76 Tempo all over the city. I parked it in so many places, I wake up and forgot where the hell it was.
Well,
I done ride a bus all around the city trying to remember where the hell I parked that car. Keep it from the repo man. You crazy for taking your car back down there. Here's another crazy.
After all this.
Did you write the letter?
After all this. You're not sure you want this marriage anymore. Oh, you ain't, huh? Well, let me ask you a question, crazy lady.
What
else can go wrong in the relationship?
Right.
Come on.
Lady, you don't know if you want this marriage to work anymore. The marriage ain't working. Your husband told you that you'll never be able to meet anybody because you got kids, but you staying in the relationship because of the kids. hello. Are you listening to any of the letter you typed? I'm not sure if this is just one of those marriages that will never work. Sign.
Nope.
What should I do? My question is, what you think you ought to do?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.